Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnocetra. I got my sleeves rolled up. We're ready to get some work done here. Let me tell you what. I'm so excited that I have the opportunity, the honor to be able to bring you guys these videos every stinking week. But I'm even more honored to have people like Celeste and Meredith and Brenda and who's this person I'm with this time? Oh, Erica. Erica Flint to help me do this stuff. Couldn't do it without them. Every time we get together, they bring new ideas and things that we should talk about. And they really get to see it from a different perspective than an old dog like myself. All right, today we're going to talk about managing our clients' expectations. They come in with expectations that maybe you hadn't even thought of, or some that you're familiar with, that just really need to be managed before you can get into the session. Once you do that, then everything in your session will go better and better. I want to say one more thing before we get started on this. And as we were talking, we were preparing for the session earlier today. We were talking about how do you want to handle this and how you want to handle that. I go, oh, we'll just do it like we always do. And she laughs. And I said to Erica, I said, you know, what we're really doing here is we're trying to have, it's not script. It's like she's not reading from a script. I'm not reading from a script. What we're trying to do is to have an enlightened and educated conversation that you can sit in on. And just kind of get that insider scoop and perspective on things that I wish I could have gotten when I was new in the profession. So now let me tell you about Erica. I already told you a little bit about her. I'll say some more. She's up in Bellingham, Washington. She's full-time in the profession. She used to be in software and problem solving at the corporate level. One day she said, you know what? I want to work with the greatest computer in the universe as far as we know, and that's the human mind. Got interested in hypnosis, took some classes, but wasn't really able to start seeing clients until she found 5PATH. She took our DVD course, started seeing clients, got excited, went through our week of power, got fully certified. Then she became an instructor for us. She has a school in Bellingham, Washington, where she teaches my courses. And I could not be prouder than having anyone else with me. She's a speaker at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, Solid Gold Weekend. She writes for our journal for 5PATHers, and she is rapidly becoming an authority in hypnosis herself. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much. That was a really thoughtful introduction. Let me tell everyone about you before we get started today. So Cal Banyan, he's super smart, he's innovative, he's insightful, and he's also the authority on hypnosis that works. He's been in the profession for 20 years, and he's won nearly every award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, who is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, he's trained some of the best in the profession. And you know, I really appreciate everything that I've learned from him. He has a way of breaking things down that make them consumable into little chunks, just like what we're doing here today. And in class, he makes it available for you guys so that you can learn how to be a great hypnotist right away, have success in your office immediately. And that's exactly what happened to me. As soon as I got my 5PATH training, I started seeing clients right away. I've been doing that ever since, went full-time in the profession really quickly. And it's all because I learned some from one of the best in the world, Cal Banyan. So how are you today, Cal?
Wow, I feel really great now.
All right, good. So today's topic is client expectations and how to overcome them. Now, so here's the deal. Our clients always come in with some expectations. We know this. They wouldn't be there. Otherwise, they have something that they're expecting from hypnosis. They hope that it's going to help them, for example. But there's other expectations that they have as well. And so the hypnosis pre-talk that we talk about, this is the time when you as the hypnotist are talking to your client or you're showing them a video that kind of dispels the myths and helps clients understand what hypnosis really is. All right, so those are the expectations that we are aware of. So let me just talk just real quickly about some of those expectations. Some people think that hypnosis is sleep. They also think that it might just be relaxation, that that's all it is. Hypnosis is mind control, and it's not mind control. It's more about your client getting control over things in their life. I've had clients think that they're going to go into like this alternate universe or some other, you know, dimension or something while they're in hypnosis. And they're kind of surprised that they're going to be alert and aware during hypnosis. And I'm kind of going through these quickly. The reason is because I want to get to the part where we're talking about expectations that you might not be aware of, right? Because there's other expectations too that our clients come in with that are really important for you to be aware of. So one of those is when your client comes in and they've already experienced hypnosis with a different hypnotist. Okay, so there are expectations that that client might have that you might not be familiar with. The client comes in the door and they're going to have an expectation about, oh, I did hypnosis with this person, you know, 10 years ago and it was like this. Now, if you don't, your hypnosis session is very likely to be different than that person's hypnosis session, the other hypnotist. If you don't set the proper expectation for that client, it might not be successful. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. Anything you want to say there to clarify anything that I covered thus far, Cal?
I got some really good stuff. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to want you to get your stuff out there first.
All right. Okay, so the other thing that we want to be watchful for is when our clients think that hypnosis is going to be like their friend, okay? And so this happens a lot of times when you have a referral. So somebody comes to you and says, oh yeah, you know, Sally referred me or Mary referred me, and this is a previous client of yours. All right, so now that client has an expectation, and this is really good because it's very likely that they're already expecting it to work. That's why they're there. But they also might have an expectation that it's going to be just like Mary's session or just like Sally's session. And that's not necessarily true. And the reality is, in order for us to do really good work with our clients, each session is customized and individualized for our clients based on their needs, their benefits, and everything that's going on in their life. Right, Cal?
Absolutely. As you're doing this, I'm writing down notes and ideas that I'm going to bring up later. Keep going.
All right. Okay. So my experience will be like what I saw in that hypnosis movie that I saw last week, right? So they think that the hypnotist is going to come in, snap their finger, and the client is just going to drop into, like I said before, some alternate universe. And so, you know, they have these perceptions about Hollywood. They have these perceptions about what they've seen in a stage hypnosis show. And, you know, some of that is covered in the hypnosis pre-talk, but there are other types of expectations, and we just need to be watchful of them when our clients start speaking about, oh, well, I thought it was going to be like this, or I thought it was going to be like this. The other thing is your client might say to you, and this happens all the time, for me at least, client says, you know what, Erica, I don't know if it's a good idea for me to do hypnosis with you today because I'm tired. And so they think that they're too tired to do hypnosis with me, or they think that on some level their emotional or physical state, for example, they're too tired, they're too emotional, they're too awake, and they don't think that it's good for them to do hypnosis with you. And so setting some of those expectations for a client, because we don't need them to be awake. We don't need them to be tired. We don't need them to be anything. We can still do hypnosis with them. And so I'll just pause there for a second, Cal. Anything that you want to mention?
How specifically do you deal and rectify those misperceptions?
Okay, so when your client comes in and says, you know, when the clients come in and they say, well, you know, I worked with Mary, and so I expect it to be like that. That's when I suggest to the clients, I tell the clients that every hypnosis session is different. It's customized, it's individualized just for you so that you can get the best work based on the benefits that you came in here for. In the case of when a client says that they're not tired or they're too tired to come in, I just tell them just to, you know, make sure that they don't fall asleep. But it's really my job to make sure that they go into a really good state of hypnosis. I know exactly what I'm doing. I've done this before. They don't need to worry about a thing. Just have them come in and we'll do the hypnosis session, and it will be a great session just like it was the last time. If they think that they're too emotional to come in, this is actually a really good situation in a lot of cases, because when our clients are emotional, they're highly suggestible. Often they're already in a state of hypnosis. So if a client comes in and they're already emotional, then I just tell them, you know what, we're just going to work with it. You don't have to tell your client details about what you know as a hypnotist. You can just say, you know, let's just get started with the hypnosis session. And we're going to be able to make it work, and it's going to be just fine. So come on in anyway, and we'll just get started. That's what I say. Anything else you want to add?
Perfect. Okay, let me add some things. All right. One of the challenges sometimes is referrals are always good. We want referrals. But sometimes your clients, because they want to help their mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, lover, whoever it is, will oversell your services. And they come in, they think they don't have to do anything. You're going to wave your little magic hypno wand, bap them on the head, and their life has changed. And so with that kind of thing, you really need to let them know that, as Erica correctly put out, every session is different. Sometimes they're going to have to work in a session. Our approach is very active. They are responsible for their success and that kind of thing. Isn't that right, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. They need to understand that they have, you know, it's their responsibility to do this. And the cool thing about that, when our clients realize that it's their responsibility, they have all the control. So I always remind them of that. When it's their responsibility, they have all the control.
Another thing that will come in is clients will come in expecting failure. This surprises me. They've failed with this hypnotist, they've failed with this hypnotist, they've failed with this hypnotist, and they expect to fail with you. Not that they don't want to change, it's not secondary gain kind of issues, but they just kind of, you know, out of desperation, they keep trying, and they know hypnosis is supposed to work for this. And in that case, what you need to do is ask them about those previous sessions. What did they do? What did this one do? What did this one do? And then you can say, oh, no problem. I'm going to be doing something completely different. We're going to be using some very powerful hypnotic techniques. We're going to be taking it into a very specific level of hypnosis. I'm going to be using a system that's been used around the world for success with this problem. Okay, and that's just like, oh, you see, if I say, I need to let them know that we're going to do something different. Because if they think I'm going to do the same thing that someone else does who's failed and someone else does that failed and so on, then you greatly disempower your client's ability to utilize the hypnosis work you're about to do. How do you feel about that, Erica?
I think that's a great idea, that you are specifically indicating you are going to do something different. And it kind of reminded me of something very specific that I wanted to highlight that kind of demonstrates, kind of got me thinking about this episode. I had a client mention that if the last hypnotist did, you know, they had them stick their arm out. Okay, so they were doing arm lock with the client. And so it was important for me to tell the client one way or the other, whether I was going to do arm lock with them or not, that if I didn't do arm lock with them, that doesn't mean they're not in hypnosis, right? We just want to make sure that our client doesn't think they're not in hypnosis just because we're not doing something like the last hypnotist, right? So that part is really important, these expectations. And if they do have expectations of failure, then exactly, Cal, we need to make sure that we get rid of those expectations as well.
Right, just, you know, plainly tell them that you know, we will not be duplicating techniques that failed with you in the past, and we're not going to be held responsible for the lack of training or ineptness of previous hypnotists. That we're going to do some stuff that's been proven around the world to work for this issue over and over and over again. And I'm confident that I could help my clients, or I wouldn't even be seeing them. So you've got to exude this confidence. If you can't do that, then maybe you need to, you know, do a little self-hypnosis or have some hypnosis sessions done on you. Because, you know, as we've talked about in other videos, that's one of the best things you can do to not only just get yourself confidence, but as part of your training to have experienced hypnosis for personal change yourself, because then you become a true believer. All right, Erica, is that it?
Well, there's one other thing. So I think it's really important that hypnotists realize that, you know, even if we do all of this really good prep work with our clients, sometimes even in hypnosis, they still have expectations that perhaps they didn't share with us, or, you know, something can come up in the hypnosis session and they'll say to you like, well, I don't feel very hypnotized because I'm not relaxed, right? And perhaps you covered this, you should have covered this in your hypnosis pre-talk, but I wanted to address it right now because I don't want any hypnotist to feel like they did something wrong, okay? You know, hypnosis, I think, Cal, you've said this is not brain surgery, right? You can fix things, you know, even if you've told your client that hypnosis is not relaxation, even if you've mentioned it a couple times, when they're actually in the state of hypnosis, things change, things happen, and so they still might have this question that maybe they didn't ask you before. If they ask you the question, don't feel bad. Just answer their question. There's nothing wrong with it. Continue working with your client. I get, you know, certain questions from clients after the effect, even though I've mentioned it to them. This probably happened to you, Cal. Even though I've said it to them like 5 times, they still ask me about if hypnosis is relaxation later. So it doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It's just kind of what happens sometimes. Right, Cal?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I like to do is, I mean, if there's something holding up the session and things aren't going right, I'll just say, okay, open your eyes and look at me. I leave them in hypnosis and then I talk to them. And say, what's going on? What are you thinking? You got any questions? Because sometimes even halfway into the hypnosis, the pre-talk isn't done yet. Just get that straightened out, then say, good, close your eyes, and then you can just continue. If you feel like the person has emerged while you were talking to them, very easy to just do like an 8-word induction to take them right back in, or even a short version of the 5-path induction, and so on. So, you know, hypnosis, by and large, is a conversation. It's a conversation. And so you can always talk and, you know, just open your eyes and look at me and then just talk to them about, you know, and then whatever comes up, you go, oh, that happens from time to time. I know exactly what to do. Oh, good. I'm glad we got that straightened out. And then just proceed. Don't make them feel like they're doing it wrong or they're failing or that you think they're stupid or something. Just, you know, in a very professional way, open your eyes and then talk about what's going on. And then once that's straightened up, say, beautiful, okay, close your eyes, let's go. And then get on with it. It takes about 4 seconds to get someone into hypnosis or less once you're properly trained. So don't worry about that. And most people, if you just have them open their eyes in hypnosis and talk to them for a while. They're still in hypnosis. You don't even have to do an induction. You just say, close your eyes, and I count 5 back to 1. We go back to exactly where were we before. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bam, and you're ready to go. Hypnosis is not fragile. All right. Are we done now?
Yeah, that's it, Cal. Thank you very much for clarifying some of those things. I think it's really important for hypnotists to realize that, you know, we can always continue having this conversation with our clients in hypnosis, whether they're in hypnosis or not. Just like you said, have them open their eyes, clarify, and continue, and then continue doing great work with them. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today. I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. I'm also at Our Hypnospace. I lead a marketing group there. And I hope to see you in class. I'm teaching a class in May. I'm teaching another one in October and another class in November this year. And I'm also going to be at the NGH convention in August teaching 2 classes. So I hope to see you online or in person soon.
Okay, good. So real quick, if you're watching this video anywhere else besides CalBanya.com, you want to go there because on this page, in addition to the video, there's additional text, graphics, links, all that that go with this video that makes it even more valuable to you. You want to become a VIP member. It's free. All you do is click, and then every time we put up a new video, I'll email you a notice, tell you what it's about, and then you can watch it if you want to. You can, and if you get tired of me telling you about the new videos, at the bottom of every little note to you is an unsubscribe link. As a big, big, big benefit, once you become a VIP member, you can what? You get the entire list of all the videos that we've ever done in a list, and you can just play them as you please. Another thing is that on CalBanyan.com, somewhere on this page, usually right below the video, there's a subscribe link. But if you're watching this on another platform like YouTube or iTunes or wherever, all you got to do is send a blank email to videos@calbanyan.com, and then we'll automatically subscribe you to our VIP list. And one of the coolest things is I want to see you in class. The May class is full, so we are not accepting any more students into the May class. But our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path in July and October do have seats open. July 11th through the 22nd with the weekend off in the middle. October 3rd through the 4th with the weekend off in the middle. That's the full 10-day certification course here in Tustin, California. We're about 15 or 20 minutes from Disneyland. All right. That's it. See you in class. See you at the convention. We're going to have a great time. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.